In Oakland, California, police confirmed today that an early morning raid on a local bakery was connected to the brazen murder of a popular local journalist there. 57-year-old Chauncey Bailey was gunned down yesterday in what police called an apparent contract hit. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, many believe Bailey was killed because of a story he was working on about the bakery and the black Muslim group that runs it.
Before dawn this morning, Oakland police and several other local law enforcement agencies swooped down on a well-known establishment called Your Black Muslim Bakery. Soon, at least 19 people connected with the bakery and the organization that runs it were in custody. Police initially said that the arrests were linked to a series of recent murders, kidnappings, robberies, and assaults. Late today, Oakland Police Lieutenant Ursie Joyner confirmed that one of the crimes that prompted today's raid on the bakery was yesterday's shocking murder of black newspaper man Chauncey Bailey.
There is scientific evidence that links firearms to the murder of Chauncey Bailey.
The brazen nature of Bailey's shooting stunned the Bay Area. Here's how it was reported by anchor Dennis Richmond on Oakland's KTVU television.
It's the kind of crime you don't expect around here, not in the Bay Area, not in California, even in the United States. But today, in downtown Oakland, in front of horrified witnesses, a masked man dressed in dark clothing, armed with a shotgun, assassinated a well-known Oakland journalist. 57-year-old Chauncey Bailey was editor of the Oakland Post, a newspaper that primarily serves the African-American community.
Chauncey Bailey was known as an aggressive reporter who didn't mind stepping on toes, especially those of Oakland city officials. He reported for the Oakland Tribune for over 20 years before leaving there in 2005. He had only recently been appointed as editor-in-chief of the Oakland Post. Walter Riley, an attorney representing the Post, confirmed that Bailey's reporting seems to be a likely factor in his assassination.
He was working on a story about the black Muslims that involved information regarding murders, yes. We believe that his murder is related to his work as a journalist.
At the spot in downtown Oakland where Bailey was slain, an impromptu vigil has been set up with candles and pictures of the reporter from various stages of his life. A man who calls himself Joe Smith III hammers a makeshift sign into the ground.
It says, another positive, good positive black voice killed by a negative black hand once again. And I'm wondering, am I going to be next or who's going to be next? I know this guy real good, and he is a good black man. And I know he didn't do nothing to deserve that.
Another man who would only describe himself as a graphic designer for the Post was laying out copies of today's newspaper with a banner headline announcing Bailey's murder.
Chauncey worked the way you're supposed to work. He laughed the way you're supposed to laugh, but he just didn't die the way you're supposed to die. You're supposed to die with dignity. And what they did to him was what you do to animals.
Among Bailey's other colleagues, there is a strong sentiment that whoever killed him, hoping to silence the reporter, may have unintentionally drawn more attention to the story he was following. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland.